The University of Jamestown softball team is beaten twice by Door on Wednesday, and we've got an updated look at your sports broadcast schedule for this weekend. I'm Jaron Matheny with a look at local sports from NewsDakota.com. The University of Jamestown softball team lost a pair of games on Wednesday evening against Dort University, losing game one 4-3 in 10 innings and then 3-0 in game number two. The defenders scored twice in the bottom of the 10th inning to take a 4-3 win in game number one. Jamestown was able to get on the board first. Gracie Fisher led off the top of the second inning with a walk, a sacrifice bunt by Katie Reisdorf removed Fisher to second, and then with two down, Skylar Thorpe tripled to score Fisher. Jamestown would be tied with Dort at two after six innings. Nobody scored in the 7th, 8th, or 9th in game number 1, and then Dort scratched across two runs in the bottom of the 10th inning. In game number 2, the defender scored twice in the bottom of the 2nd and then once in the bottom of the 5th. Three runs on 7 hits with no errors for Dort in that game 2 victory. Jamestown drops to 18-20 on the season. The Jimmies are now 5-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and Jamestown is back in action on Saturday when they take on Doane University in Aberdeen, South Dakota at Northern State University beginning at 12 p.m. Here's another look at what's happening in sports for this weekend. Lots of movement because of weather. University of Jamestown baseball team will now play their Friday games in South Dakota. The Jimmies will face Northwestern in Redfield, South Dakota on Friday at 1 p.m. Sunday's doubleheader at home against Midland is still on as of this point. And for Blue Jay Athletics, some changes in the schedule. Thursday's dual match against Bismarck High for the Jamestown High School girls tennis team has been postponed to May 10th. And Blue Jay softball's Friday doubleheader at Mandan has been pushed back to April 29th. Jamestown will now play at Northern State University this evening against Dickinson. And then they'll be back home at Trapper Field against Bismarck High on Tuesday of next week. To check out the latest happening in local sports, you can head on over to NewsDakota.com.